The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Blezer, Reish Kollel of the North Miami Beach Community Kollel, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Das Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omar of Huna, Haisa Behemtai Tuuna Kliz Chuches, Mevi Karim Viksosis, Umeniach Tachteha, Umata Chavolim Vasakim Neuflun. If one has an animal that has on it fragile kalim, and you don't want to leave the kalim on the animal the entire Shabbos, but they're muktzah, you can't take them off yourself, what you do is you untie it and allow it to fall off the animal onto pillows. The Gemara asks the Kashavah, Anan Tanan, Noitel Zakalim, and tell him, Shabbos, just take it off the animal. We're talking about Karni de Umni, which is Kalim used to let blood. Makiz Dam, Shein Ruim, Shabbos Laklum. So these are Kalim which are used, some sort of vessel, utensil, which is used for bloodletting. And then the Gemara asks, we know that there's an Isser to be mevatel kli mehechonai, to take away the usage of the kli, and by putting the pillow underneath as to catch, for the purpose of catching these karni d'umni, you would be being mevatel kli mehechonai. So the Gemara says a teretz b'shlifi zutri, that it's talking about small pillows that you could somehow maneuver your way around the karni d'umni to get them out. The Rishonim ask a question on this Gemara, and from this question, from the answer to this question rather, we learn a tremendous chiddush in Halacha L'maisa, which we will get to. The question that the Rishonim ask is, these Karni D'umni are, their status is like that of a Klisha Malachta L'Isser. A Klisha Malachta L'Isser is not muktzah in the sense that you can't do anything with it. It's a kli, it's a utensil, but its primary function is for iser. And a kli whose primary function is for iser can, although it can't be moved for no reason, or even mechamel itself to protect it and to save the kli, but it may be used, moved, letzerech gufay u letzerech mekoymay, if you need the space upon which the kli is sitting. So the Yerushalayim ask that these kind of umni, if they're klisha malachta l'iser and they fall on pillows, why is it brought to kli mehechanoi? L'chor, you're allowed to move these kind of umni l'tzarech mekaymai. The Rishonim give two answers. One is found in the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says these kind of umni are different than every other klisha malachta l'iser, and these kind of umni, since they have no use, they have a very specific use, and their use is only that of Isser, not just primarily of Isser, but the use is entirely that of Isser. No one would ever use it for anything else. Such a kli is Osir, and you can't even move it l'tzarech makaymai. That's the answer of the Baal Amar. The Rashba says a different answer. He says that even though normally you could move it l'tzarech makaymai, but here where you put it on the pillow specifically and explicitly for the reason of saving it, you are no longer allowed to use it. Ayin Shom in the Rashba. The Tehillah of David in Tzim Reish Samech Vav in Shulchan Aruch says that from this Machlokes Rishonim we can extrapolate to a halacha which is very, very nogeya, as we'll explain. The question is, a kli shemalachta l'iser, a utensil whose primary function is of Isser, you are still permitted to move it on Shabbos l'tzarech gufo mekaymai. However, what is the halacha? What is the status of a kli shemalachta l'iser who has absolutely no shimush, no function of heter? For example, a hammer, although its primary function is to bang in nails, which would be Osir, but it has a secondary function, which the Gemara says, is to use it as a nutcracker, which is Mutter. But what happens if you have a Klisha Malachta L'Isser, which has no secondary function? Its entire function is that of Isser. does it lose its status of a Kli Shemar to Leiser and you can no longer move it, Letzarech Gufay Mekaymai? Does it still retain its status of Letzarech Gufay or Letzarech Mekaymai? Why is this so nogeya? Because nowadays, most of our muktzas and many of our Kli Shemar to Leisers are electronic devices, recorders, like the likes of which I'm using now to record this shir, a cell phone, all sorts of electronic devices, even a fan that's just plugged in or a lamp. These items don't seem to have any secondary function. Their primary function, which is muktzah, which would give them the status of a Kli Shemar to Leiser, their primary function is their only function. Nobody ever uses these items for anything else. The fact that you could use that as a paperweight is not a function of the kli at all. It's just a function of the weight of the kli. There is no secondary function in many of these items, and therefore, if we were to say that a kli shemalach to Leiser who has no secondary function, a kli shemalach to Leiser whose primary function and only function is that of Iser, loses its status of a Kli Shemalach to Leiser and would no longer be allowed to be moved to Tzarek Uva Mekaymai, many of our items and many of the shadows which come up on a typical Shabbos where you have an electronic device, a phone, a cell phone, a telephone, a fan, a clock, these things which are and they're found in the middle of your house and you want to move it, Tzarek Uva, Tzarek Mekaymai, it would come out that it should be Aser. So according to the Tehillah of David, this question is a subject to the machlokes between the Baal Amor and the Rashba, which is found in our Gemara over here. How do we look at these kani d'umni? Now many mafarshim say it's not totally the machlokes Rashba and the Baal Amor, but either way, there is a huge machlokes in the Achreinim. What is the status of such a Kli Shemalach to Leiser? So what's the halacha l'maisa? The Chazon Ish in Simon Mem Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel, says clearly that it's Aser. He says the following: Kimin deroy lishtamish va'imin lekach. Kimin shem. Excuse me. Says uchemedumani debimokaymenu ain shum tashmish b'neiros l'tzerach gufan v'kulu asiri. He wants to say that nowadays, a leichter, which are classified as a Kli Shemalach to Leiser, nowadays no one uses them for anything else other than lighting neiros, and therefore they would lose their status as a Kli Shemalach to Leiser and they would be Aser. But he points out, which is very significant, that in Shulchan Aruch, in all the Poskim, it doesn't seem to be mentioned, the Stimas HaDvarim, the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch would seem to indicate that a Kli Shemalach to Leiser, regardless of whether it has a shemesh of heter, regardless of whether you could use it for heter, for permitted use, would always retain its status as a Kli Shemalach to Leiser and would be permitted to be moved to Tzarek Gufa or Tzarek Mekaymai. Where else do we find the Rechonim discussing this? It would seem like the Rechonim discuss this when it comes to a candle, a ner. There was a question. There seemed to have been a minug in the times of the Magen Avraham and earlier, that the day that a child turned 3 years old, which we celebrate today as an upsharon, they would take the child to the cheder to learn, and they would take with them candles. What would happen if the child's birthday was on Shabbos? There seems to have been a custom that the child or the parent would take with them these unlit candles, even though they couldn't light them on Shabbos, but they would still retain the minhag of bringing the candles with them to the cheder. What they did about the haircut, I don't know, but they did take the child to the cheder with this candle. And the Magen Avraham questions the minhag, but not for any particular reason. He just says that that's not even called a tzar gufay of the candle. You're not using it for anything, and therefore you shouldn't just bring the candle to the cheder for no reason. But it would seem from the Magen Avraham that the candle, although the candle has no shimush of heter, there's nothing else other than lighting that you could do with a candle, he would have no problem with using the candle, moving the candle, his only issue was that the child carrying the candle, or the adult, the father carrying the candle, is not really a tzayach at all. However, the Mark Tzio, Yaakov Emden, writes on the Magen Avraham that that's not the case. And since this candle has no shimush of heter, you can't use it no matter what. And he doesn't begin to understand why the Magen Avraham has to look for reasons why this minhag is incorrect. He says it's poshut, a candle, which is a kli shel halachta l'iser with no shimush of heter, clearly is aser, and therefore the minhag is definitely wrong on those grounds. In some achronim, again, many argue, but some achronim say that this machlekes mirrors that machlekes of the Balamar and the Rashban Arsugya, whether klish malachta l'isar, which has no shimush of heter, does it become mukta, or do you actually, can you retain the heter of tzarech gufa m'tzarech makayimai? What's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion? So the Mishnah Berurah, Tumen Shin Chesef Katan Lamed Dalet, quotes both the Magen Avraham and the Maruk Tzia, but he seems to give the primary shita to the Magen Avraham. And actually, as a matter of fact, in the Shaar Tzion, Tzimun Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Dalet, he says clearly that a candle is like a regular Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, which would seem to indicate that the Mishnah Berurah does not go with the opinion that a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser that has no Shemush of Heter would be author. And therefore, according to the Stimas HaDvarim, in the simple understanding and reading of the Mishnah Berurah, we would seem to be able to say that our electronic devices, our Kli Shemalachta L'Issers, which have no Shemush of Heter, or no reasonable Shemush of Heter, they would retain their status as a Kli Shemalachta L'Issar, and one would be allowed to move them, L'Tzarech Gufay, Oy, L'Tzarech Mekaymai. It is worthwhile to say, however, that it's brought from Rabbi Yashav and Rosh Zalman that they were machmer on this Shaila, and therefore, it may be Kedai that if there's no particular reason, and there's no particular Tzarech, one could be machmer. The Mokum Tzarech, however, one could be Mekel, and this Dimas Advarm of the Mishnah Berurah. And it would seem that many of the Poskim in the Svarm today write that B'Shas HaTchak one could be Mekel, but it's Kedai to realize that it is a Machlokes. And many write that the source, again it's the Tilul David who writes, that the source of this Machlokes is indeed the Machlokes Rishonim in our Sugya itself, how to understand the status of these Kanei Domini.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.